Hi, I'm Ruth Needham and I'm Head of Landscape and Partnership at the Trent Rivers Trust.
And we're standing here in a field in Wissendine and we're looking out over two swales that you've built to mitigate the flooding problems here.
That's right. So we are right near the Wissendine Brook, which are upstream of the village. The village does experience quite significant flood risk at times of heavy rainfall. So what we've done on this site is we've actually created some wetlands and swales just next to the watercourse to encourage that floodwater, the top of the peak of the floodwater, to spill out into the floodplain much earlier to flood the farmland with the intention of reducing the flood risk downstream in the village.
And we can see this field, you know, has got a downward slope towards the brook, but you've actually managed to sort of dig into it so that you can have maybe, you know, a metre two, maybe even 5 metres actually, where you've got water that can collect that will slowly drain away.
Yes, that's right. So what we've done is we've looked at the land levels before the scheme started and we look where the land would lie wet anyway. This particular land is in the floodplain and it does often lie wet, but only shallow areas of water beforehand. So what we've done, where it was shallow wet before, we've actually deepened it to make that area able to store a greater volume of flood water. So it's actually been relatively small scale works, but carefully designed in the right place to maximise the amount of flood storage water we can keep out of the channel at that peak critical time.
And as we know with all this, it is a partnership, isn't it, between the local community, landowners and also the council, environment agency and organisations such as yourselves.
That's right. We at Trent River Trust, we're a charity. We deliver on behalf of a whole range of different organisations. This particular scheme was funded by Aviva, the flood insurance company, along with WWF. Both of those companies are really invested in supporting communities to be at greater flood protection, but using natural processes, using our landscape, using our natural landscape to store that flood water. We have worked closely with Rutland County Council and we also work with the Environment Agency and other authorities where we need to, because these sorts of schemes, they're co-beneficial. You know, we need to work in partnership and we talk to the community early on as well. So we're trying to understand as best as we can what their experiences are and their worries are about their flood risk.
And did this work come about as a result of the severe flooding incidents that we've had over the last couple of years? Was it prompted by that?
Yes, in part. So I said that we're working with Aviva and WWF. One of the things they're looking for is to be able to explore how we reduce flood risk to rural small communities like Wissendine. So we've been working across the whole of the Soar, across a lot of Leicestershire and some of Rutland, and we picked out Wissendine as one of the areas where we felt we could actually make some difference. A relatively small number of schemes would actually just help alleviate the flood risk just enough to hopefully stop people's properties from flooding. I have to say that it's not just about natural flood management. We need to work with other people so that they're aware and more prepared to think about what that flood risk might look like, but also looking at land use and drainage and highway drainage and so on. So natural flood management is one angle, and we thought Wissendine might be a good case study to work on, along with another couple of areas elsewhere in the Soar.
And presumably this is, as you say, just one of the schemes. Is this just kind of the start of being able to actually control the flood water? And as you said to me just a second ago, it's not just about high river levels, you know, blocked streams and stuff like that. This is all about just extreme rainfall that we seem to have that actually seems to cause this so quickly.
We've already got quite a significant amount of flood risk in this country, apparently 1 in 6 currently, and it's going to increase to 1 in 4 by 2040. So we are experiencing more severe flood risk as a nation. So we do need to find ways to mainstream this type of solution, and it is not yet mainstream. There are some uncertainties about it. It does very depend on the rainfall event itself. It's on the land use where the natural flood management takes place, and some of the drainage patterns and the land use patterns, both on the site but also upstream of the site. We're trying to encourage good practice through other incentives, say to work with farmers, perhaps to encourage them to change their soil management practice, for example, to do measures and farming practice where the water will soak into the ground where it falls rather than washing off rapidly down into the watercourse and causing a big flood event. But obviously that's really quite a complex solution because farming incomes are changing and farming pressures are changing. So we're really looking and working with the government on some advocacy and campaigning about incentivising farmers to be able to store that flood water. We call it making space for water. That's what we need in our landscapes.
And this that we're looking at here, these swales, and people would be familiar with these, you know, if they lived on some of the new housing estates around here where actually they're containing water. Was this all kind of built with volunteers' help?
On this particular one, we haven't had a whole lot of volunteers' help, but we do often try to do that where we can. We've got swales here, which involves earthworks, but quite often a natural flood management scheme would involve what we call leaky barriers in the watercourse. So that's like little, not quite dams, but like structures in the watercourse that just hold up that flow and just delay it just that little bit. And they are really suitable to get local volunteers to help build. And it's quite a good day out, really, a bit of exercise and a bit of local community engagement to get those leaky barriers built. So where we can, we do.
And what would you say to people who say, oh, well, it's just the fact that people don't dredge the rivers anymore? There used to be a bloke 20 years ago who used to dredge the river in Wissendine. You know, I've heard that myself. Is that where it's coming from?
Or? Well, that is often a narrative that we hear. And in post-war, in the latter part of the 20th century, there was an awful lot of dredging and channelising and straightening of watercourses, which actually has been a big part of what the problems we have are today, in that a lot of our landscapes are drained incredibly efficiently. So the water falls onto the land and then flows off very, very quickly. What we're now looking to do is reverse a lot of that drainage pressure. So we're wanting to add wiggles to the watercourse. We're wanting to increase structures and obstacles in the watercourse to slow the flow upstream of the areas at flood risk. And while I'm making that point, just on the counter downstream of the village, it is actually quite important to make sure that there is good drainage downstream. And there might be a case for doing a little bit of blockage removal downstream. But that watercourse maintenance is really critical to get right, and dredging upstream is very rarely a correct thing to do these days.
So it's all about working with nature, basically.
Absolutely. Looking what the landscape is doing, looking where we can hold water up in the catchment, that's generally what we want to do. We want space for water. We want to increase the water holding capacity of the farmland and the landscape. That's absolutely working with nature that we need to do a lot more of.
Ruth Needham from the Trent Rivers Trust, thank you very much for joining us here on Rutland and Stamford Sound in Wissendine.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.